Well, I realize it's sounding like a broken record, but there'll be more scattered storms today, and in fact tomorrow, and then right on into your weekend too. It's not a washout, and it doesn't rain everywhere every single day, but when you add it all up through several days, most spots get at least some rain, in some areas quite a lot, and the favorable areas will be a little bit inland from the beaches, but even the beaches every once in a while will manage to get a shower or storm, either when the storms go up early enough on that sea breeze to get to start at the beaches and then move inland, or in the evening hours as the storms are headed to the east, northeast, and a couple of them make a run toward the beaches. In between or beforehand, there's plenty of sunshine and the temperatures are hot, 90 to 95, and feel like temperatures above 100 degrees. You get underneath one of these storms, you may see some severe weather in the form of some hail, high winds, and heavy rain, but it's mostly heavy rain and frequent lightning, though again, yesterday we had a couple storms go severe, or at least very intense. Fruit Cove and Julington Creek come to mind with more than an inch of rain in a short period of time, along with some half-inch hail, some reports of 50-mile-per-hour winds. Likewise for southwestern Duval County around Maxville. McClenny had a big storm go through there. Scattered but very heavy storms in spots. Middleburg picked up about 1.75 inches of rain last evening, too. The beaches this time out largely missing on most of the least significant storms. And we'll see this pattern repeat itself through tomorrow and right on into the weekend. Sunshine in the morning. It's a 90 or a little bit even hotter by noon. And then the scattered storms form, and where they occur, the temperatures quickly drop into the 70s. And then the storms diminish pretty quickly, too, and end. Mainly driven by the sea breeze pushing inland from the east coast, the sea breeze pushing inland from the west coast, so they kind of meet not too far from I-95 or Highway 301. We've had some hail the last couple of days because there's a little weak upper-level trough of low pressure not far away. It means the air is somewhat cooler up above than it typically is this time of year. The winds are also a little bit stronger than they typically are, and that allows a few of these storms at least to try to go severe. So we'll keep an eye on them, of course, through the day today and right on into tomorrow and your weekend. In the tropics, we don't have anything really cooking. We do have a disturbance over the central Atlantic, a weak area of low pressure, but it doesn't look like this is going to have much chance to develop now. We do have a couple of pretty healthy tropical waves that have just moved off Africa. They're at rather low latitudes. They're fairly far to the south, in other words, but they'll move west-northwest. There is some chance that one of these could try to develop in the long range, like 7 to 10 days out, so it'll be quite a ways away, over maybe the western Caribbean or the southern or southwestern Gulf of Mexico. It would seem that the Bermuda High is going to strengthen quite a bit through the next week, which it's been strong virtually all summer, but even more so now. And if so, that would take any tropical disturbances well to the west and underneath, if you will, Florida, with any luck, and not anywhere close to our neck of the woods. But that's a ways away, and there's always more in Talking the Tropics with Mike at WOKV.com and ActionNewsJax.com. Colorado State University, Dr. Phil Klotzbach released his updated forecast yesterday. NOAA will do so today. But boy, some pretty dramatic numbers from Dr. Klotzbach, and I suspect NOAA is going to be very close. But Dr. Klotzbach is predicting 24 named storms, 12 of which would become hurricanes, 5 major. Put that in some perspective, the average is 12 named storms, 6 hurricanes, and 3 major hurricanes, Category 3, 4, 5 each season. So this would be just about double pretty much across the board. And also realize that does take into account storms that have already occurred. But having said that, that would still mean 15 named storms to come. It would mean 10 more hurricanes, and it would mean 5 major hurricanes that would still occur somewhere out over the Atlantic Basin. That's a very hefty number as we head into the peak of the hurricane season over the next 5 weeks, and then, of course, frequently through the first week to 10 days of October. It's still pretty active. So we've got what appears to be at least a couple of months of some very active tropics, although the short term isn't so bad right now. And, of course, you should always be prepared. Number one, you can do that by going to the ActionNewsJax.com/hurricane page, and also by realizing that once you're prepared that it's time to just simply watch the storms and forecasts, and that, you know, you can have an active season and it ends up not being one that is memorable because there aren't that many landfalls. Let's hope that's the route that this takes. With all your weather all the time, I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish from the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News Jack's First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.